Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me now is Dr. Paul Miller. He is an orthopedic surgeon at Regional Health. Thanks for taking time and coming on the program.
Thanks, Kara. It's my pleasure.
So we kind of started the program talking about arthritis, and that's kind of where you come in, right?
Yes, indeed. It's kind of specializing in treatment of arthritic conditions. Then we've developed a number of innovative and advanced techniques to help patients recover more quickly after joint replacement. In fact, we're now to the point that we're performing same-day total joint replacement.
Same-day total joint replacement. It seems, I don't know, it kind of blows my mind just a little bit thinking about it. I have a father who had a knee replaced. I mean, there's a lot of pain with joint replacement.
And I think that's the number one issue that has got us to the point where we can do same-day total joint replacements is advances in pain management, where we now have a better understanding of the pathways of pain from even a molecular standpoint. So we have areas where we can influence that pain pathway in different ways rather than just loading up on narcotics.
Okay. So do you, I know that there are some DNA tests that you can take to know what kind of pain management works, so you
Correct.
Can have that early on. Is that kind of what you're talking about, that you know what works and that's what you
well,
do?
Genomics is becoming a bigger and bigger part of our pharmacology, and so I depend on my pharmacology specialist at the hospital to direct us in that area. But from the standpoint of a same-day total joint, we want to do preemptive anesthesia or preemptive pain management so that patients never really get to that point of having that severe pain.
What does that mean?
Well, we do it in a number of ways. So if we have a patient, say, scheduled for a knee replacement, the day before surgery, we will give them a number of medications that evening that help mitigate the pain response. They will then come in for surgery that next day, and we will have anesthesia do either a regional block, meaning blocking a portion of the spinal cord with either an epidural or a spinal anesthetic, or use a peripheral nerve block, so that we actually block the afferent nerves so the brain never perceives that pain. So the initial incision and trauma from the surgery is never perceived by the brain at that point. So then following their surgery, we were able to give them a number of medications that affect the pain pathway in different spots. We do an intra-articular injection in the knee of four different medications to help block pain at the joint. We give a non-narcotic medication such as Celebrex or Tramadol that affect the pain pathway in a different spot than at the site. We do use narcotics, but we try to minimize that because the complications of narcotics are constipation and nausea. We use a medication, either Lyrica or Neurontin, which are actually developed as seizure drugs, but as they lower that threshold of pain activity in the brain, then patients don't perceive the pain as severe. So a combination of all those factors allows us to then get to the point where we can get a patient in and out the same day for a total joint.
And up and walking.
Up and walking. That's one of the requirements then, is following surgeries, is they're able to get up and walk and be safe, have good pain control, no nausea.
Complete anesthesia for the procedure itself? Are you completely out, or is it more of a
local? Depends on how we do it. A lot of patients desire to be put to sleep for the surgery. In that situation, then we will use a peripheral nerve block. For a knee, it's usually what's called an adductor canal block, which blocks the saphenous nerve, which controls the sensibility over the front of your knee. And with a hip replacement, we do a fascial iliacus block, which does the same thing over the hip. So really, they get up out of surgery. My patients, for the most part, have no pain for the first 24 hours, just based on the block.
But then they get home, and then what? And then,
well, that's why immediately after surgery, we start with this multimodal pain control so that we have that under control by the time they get the block worn off. So it's not to say that it's a painless procedure. It's not. But it's a procedure that can be safely done on an outpatient basis in selected patients.
Now, a lot of people say, though, if when you're at the point of needing a joint replaced, that the pain of the surgery is so much less than the pain they were experiencing before the procedure.
That is true for a lot of patients.
Okay.
You know, and so pain is a very complex mechanism, and it's individual for each patient. And it's a combination of our previous experiences with pain and how we conceptualize pain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, folks out here in South Dakota are pretty tough, so it's pretty easy to get some of these people out of the hospital.
Right, but you're dealing with an older population for the most part for joint replacements, right? And do they have a different kind of attitude how do they take this news that they're going to go home the same day?
Well, you know, it's a selected patient group that we're going to do outpatient or same-day discharge after a total joint. You know, somebody who has multiple medical problems, who is somewhat deconditioned because they've put up with their arthritis for a long, long time, they're probably not a candidate to do this as an outpatient. They need to be in the hospital for a few days where we can monitor their progress.
Okay.
We're really looking at that younger population, maybe that has had previous sports injuries that have led to their arthritis, who are still active and for the most part healthy, don't have a lot of comorbidities such as diabetes and hypertension and heart disease. Those are the people that we're really targeting as far as same-day total joints. The patients that we still use the same multimodal pain control for the patients that we keep in the hospital, and they do quite well. But we are going to follow their medical problems to make sure that those don't become issues before we send them home after a knee or hip replacement.
Okay. So there's a specific type of patient.
Correct.
Okay. And is this something that's happening across the country?
It's across the country, absolutely. And it's spreading more and more as we've become better. You know, and there are other factors that have allowed us to get to this point of having outpatient total joints. You know, part of it is that the technique that we use for the surgery, minimally invasive techniques that don't destruct and involve a lot of dissection of the soft tissues. You know, and this, but when we started doing total joints, I'll go back historically, that we would keep people in the hospital for 2 weeks, keep them at bed rest for a week. They didn't even get up out of bed.
Right.
And, you know, then we evolved to, well, we can get them up the same day or day after surgery, but they're going to be on a walker for 6 or 8 weeks, and they can't put their full weight on their joint because it might not heal correctly to the point where, you know, we put it in and they get up the day of surgery and put their full weight on it right away.
And move around.
And now
you have someone like Scott Wood, who was on earlier, who really wants to help figure out a way to not even need a joint replacement and to help reverse some of the damage.
And I think that's the ultimate goal, is to put me out of business.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's going to take a while. But through our understanding of the human genome and where we now know there are over 400 loci on the human genome that predispose patients to arthritis, there will be medicinal treatments that pharmacy companies will come up with. They'll check your genome and they'll find what you lack and they'll make you a specific pill that you will take to prevent development of arthritis. And then we have other techniques in joint preservation where, say, a patient injures their knee and has a problem. From that standpoint, our goal is then to try to intervene to preserve that joint long term so that they don't develop arthritis.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of interesting things going on.
A lot of things coming, right?
Indeed.
And some exciting things happening here in Rapid City as well. We've had a groundbreaking recently.
We have. Right? Advanced Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Institute, which is going to be a multi-physician, multi-specialty musculoskeletal care center.
Okay.
Where we will have not only orthopedics, but regenerative medicine, physical medicine, sports medicine, pain management, and physical therapy, whole
rehab
nine yards.
Rehab space, yeah. Okay.
We'll involve the whole spectrum of orthopedic care.
And so construction has begun. Opening is scheduled for?
We anticipate about a year from now.
Okay.
Give or take the weather.
Yeah, like it's been this week, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, well, I would love to come back and see the finished facility and have a tour.
I think it'll be a state-of-the-art facility. It'll be one of the kind in this area.
All right. Well, Dr. Miller, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
I appreciate it.